Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Jerome. It should give us hope that Jerome did not start out as a saint. None of them ever do. He lived from 347 to 420 AD and was baptized and became a Christian at the age of 19. As a young man, he had a hunger for knowledge, so he dedicated himself to learning languages, Greek and then Hebrew. Most of all, he loved reading the Roman and Greek philosophers like Cicero, to which he devoted all his leisure time. While on his way to Jerusalem, however, to study Hebrew, Jerome fell gravely ill, and everyone thought he was on the brink of death. It was then that God gave him a vision of his particular judgment, which he would receive at the moment of his death. Of this, Jerome testifies, "Suddenly, I was caught up in the Spirit and dragged before the judgment seat of the judge. And here the light was so bright, and those who stood around were so radiant, that I cast myself upon the ground and did not dare to look up. Asked who and what I was, I replied, 'I am a Christian.' But he who presided said, 'You lie. You are a follower of Cicero and not of Christ.' At that moment, his soul came back to his body. When he arose, he shared with those around him the vision he received, and from that day forward, he read the books of God with greater zeal than he had ever read the books or writings of men." Now, we are all like Jerome. Think how much time and energy and attention we give to news, entertainment, sports, YouTube, TikTok, and how little time in comparison to reading and thinking about the Word of God in Scripture and the writings of the saints and the teachings of the church. At our particular judgment, at the moment of our death, who will Christ declare that we follow? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 385, Jerome made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. When he came to Bethlehem, he reverenced the birthplace of Jesus, a cave beneath the Church of the Nativity built by Queen Helena, and there he decided to make his home for the rest of his life, living in the cave adjoining the place where Jesus was born. And that place where Jesus, the Word of God, was born, Jerome translated the Word of God. He translated the Bible from its original languages of Hebrew and Greek into Latin, which was the common language of the West at that time, so that all people could read and hear and have their souls nourished by the Word of God. And the translation of the Bible created by Jerome came to be known as the Vulgate, the official translation of the Church, which, after the recent revision, it still continues to be the official Latin text of the Church to this day. So what can we learn from Jerome? Above all, this: to love the Word of God in sacred Scripture. But to love it, you have to read it, and you have to think about it, and you have to apply it to your life. And that's what we mean by daily meditation. For Saint Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So often people say to me, God never speaks to me. Well, I ask them, how much time do you spend reading scripture and then thinking about it? Usually they say, almost never. The Catechism says, in sacred scripture, the Church constantly finds her nourishment and her strength, for she welcomes it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the Word of God. In the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them. There it is. God's given us the way he wants to speak to us every day. He's given us his word. But instead, what do? We wake up, we read our email or the news or some TikTok thing, when all the time we have God's word waiting to be opened. So, what are you going to do with your time? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you want God to speak to you, then you have to read his word. And scripture really is the words of God. Because God is the primary author who inspired the human authors to write whatever he wanted and nothing more. This is why scripture is the words of God. And it's why the Catechism teaches that the inspired books teach the truth. Since, therefore, all the inspired authors or sacred writers affirm should be regarded as affirmed by the Holy Spirit, we must acknowledge that the books of sacred scripture firmly, faithfully, and without error teach that truth which God, for the sake of our salvation, wanted to see confided to the sacred scriptures. What this simply means is that because God is the author of scripture, scripture teaches without error everything we need to know to achieve the purpose of our life and salvation. And you're not going to get that from the news or from TikTok. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Let's end with that near-death experience Jerome had, because it changed his life forever. Having died and finding himself before the judgment seat of God, God said to Jerome, "You are a follower of Cicero and not of Christ." Well, we too will stand before the judgment seat of God at the moment of our death. And who will God say that I follow? Let's make the firm resolution with this meditation to read the Bible every day. A good place to begin is with the daily readings of the Mass, or even just the Gospel of the day. Just reading the Gospel of the day is a great place to start. But don't just read it. Think about it, and then apply it to your life. This is what we mean by daily meditation. Think how much time we spend reading, watching, and listening to everything else. We could at least do a little more of reading the life of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, what a striking encounter St. Jerome had when he fell gravely ill. Actually, he died, and he found himself at his particular judgment, the moment when God judges our soul at death. And God asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm a Christian." And God said, "You are not, because you spend all your time reading the Greek philosophers. You're a follower of Cicero, not a follower of Christ."
Mm.
How can that not just convict you? Because I think about how I think we probably have more leisure time now than anyone else at any point in history, because we don't have to hunt our food or chop wood or go to the river to get water. We have all this leisure time, and how do we spend it?
I'll tell you what, we're not reading Cicero. At least most of us are not reading Cicero. That's the funny thing.
It would be better to be reading Cicero than what we're doing.
If that was the worst case scenario, then I'm very curious about now. But this all does strike me as, in a very funny way, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
To put it simply.
We are what we consume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or what you consume consumes you.
Let me drop this in. So if we have a soul, and there are three powers of the soul: the intellect, the emotions, and then the will, the part of us that makes the choices. But you said we are what we consume. The intellect needs to be fed by reality in the form of truth.
Mm.
So the first question is, what do we feed in our intellect? Secondly, our emotions need to be fed by reality in the form of beauty.
Mm.
But we are feeding our intellect with that which is not true. And we are feeding our emotions with the things that are not beautiful. They're just entertainment.
Yeah, I think this is, I've been curious about it in the past, and it's been hard to draw the line between what's just entertainment and what's art, and what's good content, what's bad content. But I think this is a very important and distinct line, that it fuels us and it brings us closer to reality. It helps us to understand reality, and that doesn't have to mean you're reading something real. Fantasy can bring you closer to reality, but it should have some greater underlying truth, and it should help you to come to know yourself, the world, and God better. And I think that's where people get very confused, because they're like, well, it's fantasy, it doesn't have to matter. But if it means nothing, if it doesn't have to matter at all, if there doesn't have to be a point, then you're still not creating art. You're not bringing people closer to reality. And that's going to be just straight up entertainment, which I think is becoming a majority of the content people are taking in.
Yeah. So how do we make this distinction between the beauty that our soul, our emotions need, and the entertainment, which is really just an escape, or even worse, a sinful indulgence?
Mm.
I think for me, I have a very small, simple mind. I have to break it down. So first, if we need beauty to feed the emotions, what's the purpose of the emotions? What are the emotions supposed to do? The emotions are supposed to cause us to like what is good. And the emotions are supposed to cause us to dislike what is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So if beauty and entertainment move our emotions, are they moving our emotions toward what is good?
Mm-hmm.
To like what is good? To desire what is good?
Mm-hmm.
Or to like what is evil?
I think this is where people find it so harmless, but it's not harmless at all.
Precisely.
People are beginning to realize that, oh, I've watched years of senseless violence and now I'm desensitized, or...
Okay, let's capture that for a second. I've watched years of senseless violence, now I'm desensitized, which means I've screwed up my emotions, mm-hmm. because my emotions should not be desensitized,
yeah.
to violence.
You're not doing it intentionally, so you're not thinking about it. But it's the nature of art. That
now,
it will make us feel something, and it will move us, whether we like it to or not.
Now let's take one that hits close to home.
Oh.
Not you, oh. But...
I thought you were coming for metal.
Red Rising.
Mm-hmm.
A powerfully written book that moves the emotions very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
So chock full of violence, I dare say it desensitizes us to violence. This is going to be contentious.
This is contentious just for our family, because I'll be aggressive.
She just threw down the gauntlet.
Thrown down the gauntlet because I haven't been able to connect with my siblings for the last like 5 years, because every conversation is about Red Rising. I'm allowed to be petty because they're my siblings. But I actually stopped reading it because of the violence. Which is crazy, because I'm not soft.
You're not soft.
I'm not soft at all. And violence isn't a big deal for me, but the violence in that book was different, because I realized that it's all in first person, and it's all from this perspective of the need to kill and the need for this violence. And it's very live or die, but also some of the things that happen very casually in the background are things you wouldn't even want to hear about on the news,
right.
Let alone for entertainment in a book. And I couldn't really see a good argument for it, but it was getting so in the back of my head that, like, while I was trying to fall asleep at night and I was, like, half awake, those were the thoughts that were just lingering back there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fall asleep, and it was just stuck in my head. So I just stopped reading it, because I realized it wasn't just a passive thing. It was actually locked in the back of my head, and those were the things going through my head as I fell asleep.
So well said. What you're pointing out is that what we consume...
Mm-hmm.
In our leisure time, it is affecting a change in our soul,
mm-hmm.
in our intellect, in our emotions, which then affect our choices,
yeah.
It's altering our soul.
And we try to make excuses for it. Because I know I've heard many reasons to read something like Red Rising, but this is actually a thought I had while watching a horror movie from the 90s recent, or not 90s, it was the 80s. Fantastic, because every time
that
there's
like
a big...
It was the 80s, that was my era. So yeah. what was the horror movie?
Well, it's rated R, so people will judge me. But it's debatably a horror movie, but I'm not going to call it that.
All the horror movies were rated R in the 80s.
Oh,
which
I know,
one?
I know. This is more of a vampire movie. I'm so curious if you have seen this movie.
Which one?
I just watched The Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah. That was very, very,
very
popular.
Yeah. It's a cult classic for a reason, and it kind of redefined vampires at the
time. There's
a
good rock song that came out of
a ton of good rock songs in that. While listening to the soundtrack, I thought of you.
Yeah, the soundtrack was good.
Yeah, 100%. It's obviously, it's got some scenes.
You know, honestly, I saw a lot of rated R movies in the 80s, pre-conversion, but that's one I missed. But I
think it's one you would have liked.
But I did like
the
soundtrack.
Outside of like one scene, I think you would have loved it. Just the whole, it's a really funny movie. But the way it does a lot of the violent scenes is something I love from that era of horror, where it's just someone screaming and flailing backwards and you never see the monster. And it's super fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, it gives across like the concept, but even the movie, it's not really about the vampires. It's just about youth. It's more of the concept of it. But compared to nowadays, where I feel like every movie like that has to show every gory detail to get a point across, if your argument is the point that the movie is making, I've seen a million movies where they don't have to show everything to make the point.
Exactly.
Like it can still be scary. In fact, most of the time it was scarier because you couldn't see anything.
Well, it's what it's showing you is that over the years, when you take part in disorder, it does move your emotions, but it's like a drug. You got to have it in greater intensity.
Yeah.
So this whole conversation is revolving around this point that you brought up, that what we take in our leisure time is affecting our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to really reflect on, is it affecting my soul in a good way or a bad way? Nothing is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is neutral.
Yeah, and you really have to listen to your gut sometimes. I feel like we're almost trained with media to actively ignore our gut feeling about something and try it anyways. But especially when picking movies, I think I've been better recently about being like, that just feels like an unsettling thing to watch. I'm not gonna. And it's led me to watch some way better films. There always is better content. Like, I guarantee it. You just have to try harder. And you'll start to like stuff more if you set aside some junk food every now and again when it comes to media.
That's a great point. So let's leave it at this, that assess, reflect on what you're taking in for entertainment. Is it causing you to like or have a greater desire for what is truly good, for God, for holiness, for virtue? And is it causing you to have a greater aversion for evil? Or does it do just the opposite? Is it causing you to like what is not good and find pleasure in it? To find pleasure in what is not good is bad.
It's not leisure, and it's not relaxing, and it's not actually refilling your soul.
Very well said. We'll continue the family discussion on Red Rising in the future.
I don't know if we'll ever break through there. I've tried for years.
Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.